Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows when they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of a series. I'm your host and the curator of The End on vacation, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 34th, highlighted four shows in the season finales and finished series section, and two of them wrapped within the last week. 253 Matilda, a dramatized sci-fi story from quietplease.org, posted the finale of the second season on April 25th. The 19 episodes of the prior two seasons will take you just over 7.5 hours to listen to. And Bloodweed, a dramatized dark comedy from Dan Abramson and Matt Klenman, made all episodes of the series available on April 20th, 420. It's an Amazon exclusive, and you'll need precisely 4 hours and 20 minutes, 420, to listen to all 10 dank episodes.
This week.
With every issue, I make two personal recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. The first is The Lamb, which is free to listen to, but only with Amazon Music, sadly. However, this irreverent comedy is totally worth it. The trailer, much like the show, is not family-friendly. I repeat, the trailer you're about to hear is not family-friendly, not even a little. So skip ahead 3 minutes if that's an issue.
There is an expression, it's better to live one day as a lion than 1,000 years as a lamb. Ted Weeks is definitely a lamb. A poor, sad, pathetic, sweet, stupid lamb.
I got your MRI right here. I'm pleased to say you're clean as a whistle. The operation 100% successful.
Oh, man. Does having one ball mean you can't have kids?
In your specific case, the nerves were damaged during surgery, so that's a no-go.
What are you firing me?
Oh, my God. No, we're making you redundant.
You must have fucked up something. They don't fire you for doing too good a job.
God damn it, Dad. You know, I should have known to stay away from you today. God help me. Lost a nut. Lost my job in one day. Dad? Oh, fuck.
Things were bleak until a friend had a suggestion.
Why not take your redundancy money, cash in everything, and blow it all in 6 insane days of living like a rock star? Be a lion.
That's lunatic.
I want to be a lion. I am done being a lamb. I have been one all my life. It is time to be a lion. If I cash in everything, I can afford a flight to Vegas first class.
Champagne, sir?
All right, then. Pour away. That Porsche, is it available?
It certainly is.
Checking in.
Yes, I am. To a penthouse suite. I can get table service at a nightclub like a baller.
So, Ted, do you like to have fun?
Fine restaurants and drinks. I'm not sure how much top-notch hookers are, but...
600 to 900, butt stuff is usually extra.
My butt or her butt?
Either, dude.
Point is, I'm going to do everything I've ever wanted to do. And when I'm done, I'm going to...
What?
I'm going to be a lion.
Amazon Music presents Tad Safran's The Lamb, a podcast starring David Krumholtz. Google him. You'll recognize him and go, oh yeah, I love that guy.
I came here to blow $23,000 in 6 days of living like a rock star.
Well, that's a nice idea.
It's harder than you think.
Premiering October 25th. Follow for free on Amazon Music or wherever you listen. Seriously, now... Go on, and maybe you could be a lion too. It's unlikely, but who knows? Maybe.
The Lamb, a dramatized comedy from Amazon Presents, is a complete story with 6 episodes and almost 2.5 hours of entertainment. My second recommendation is The Dex Legacy, a dramatized sci-fi story from Alternative Stories. And yeah, I recommend a lot of sci-fi because I like sci-fi. But even if you don't, give this one a shot if you're into political intrigue. Here's the trailer.
The Dex Legacy, an audio drama by Emily Inkpen.
Almost 1,500 years ago, our ancestors landed on this planet with technology we have never managed to replicate.
We were sent here in giant seed chips, with more data than any one person could ever get through in a lifetime. 10,000 people and some animals were left with all this knowledge, except the plans for interstellar travel. So, they didn't want us going back. Why?
I expect this planet had more tricks up its sleeve than they anticipated. We've been dragging ourselves forward until now, Tristan. This invention of Osa's, it surpasses everything they knew.
I was told to create the most scientifically advanced weapon the world has ever seen. I did not sell it, and I did not detonate it. When Varian, Isra, and Ren go into battle and kill a multitude, do you feel responsible?
That's different.
And how is that?
It is not Devitt's responsibility.
So this bomb was not mine?
Didn't you hear what I just said? The rebels are coming, Ren. Get ready.
Lost Isra. She's been taken captive. I don't have much time. The electrical currents disabled her chip. We cannot track her.
You mean to ask me if she's already dead?
I don't. No.
We can end their lives at a push of a button, no matter where in the world they are, and they know it. A person should not have to live with that threat.
Seconds count here, Varian.
I know, but losing you as well would make this a very bad day.
Have you thought about what they might be doing to her?
I'm trying not to. Don't be stupid, Hiren. Wait.
We may have a serious problem.
You think that if Ivzra escapes the rebels and chooses to run from us, we won't be able to find her?
That is exactly what I'm thinking.
Find her, Ren.
I will.
So you really think countries will choose to hire Dex military in times of need rather than maintain their own military power constantly? And you believe you can keep Dex Island neutral?
Yes.
How?
Because they will fear us. If all goes well, after today, they will all fear us.
The Dex Legacy is a complete story. It'll take you just a bit under 5 hours to listen to the 13 episodes.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End again has 5 entries in the new Seasons Coming Soon section, and 2 of them start next week. Season 3 of Where the Stars Fell, a dramatized urban fantasy from Caldera Studios, starts on April 28th. Catch up with the 19 episodes of the first 2 seasons in just under 9 hours. And Season 3 of Joe Field's Legends Universe series starts on May 1st. This time, the story is called Nodak News, live from Chokecherry, North Dakota. Joe says he'll drop all 6 episodes in just 6 days, so get ready. And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 34th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra, going back on vacation now. Thanks for listening.